time for us to talk sustainability and severe drought in the Southern African region, which has been exacerbated by El Nino, has allegedly led to extreme food insecurity and water shortages for millions. A study attributed the drought mainly to this weather pattern rather than human change. And so should we be concerned about the current drought and its impact on our water and security, food security? We're joined by lecturer in agrometeorology at the University of the Free State. Professor Stefan Steyn joins us on the line this morning. Professor Steyn, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Before we get into our specific conversation, I'm quite fascinated in the study of agrometeorology. What is agrometeorology?
We try to link weather and climate and all the facets of that to agricultural production systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so teach students about how to farm with the climate and create an environment for the plant or the animal that is best suited for its growth.
So, right. Yeah. And so given that, we are currently seeing this drought, there is climate change, are the ways in which we are farming and I guess the ways that you are teaching students how to farm to work with the weather, have you seen those change over the last, period, over the last couple of years, as we've seen these changes to weather patterns?
Yes, I can confirm that climate change and indeed man-made climate change is a real phenomenon. And so we are seeing either warmer temperatures occurring and also an increase in variability. So climate change is not always necessarily a shift towards a more permanent, like a warmer state or something like that, or extreme or a higher frequency in certain events, but it also can just mean a higher variability in the climate system. And that variability is something that we must all understand, that there is this natural cycle or variability in the climate system. But if it's increasing, then it implies that now you can have more occurrences where we experience extreme events that's beyond our coping ability.
Mm-hmm. And so are we then, Professor, seeing increased variability in our weather systems, or have we not seen that yet?
Yes, I think we are.
And so in that context, we're, hearing then that currently there's a severe drought in parts of the continent. It's leading to, or there's concerns that it will lead to food insecurity and water shortage. But that this is mainly due to the weather pattern. So I guess this variability that you've just discussed or just described, rather than human-induced climate change. Is that accurate, that we are seeing change to rainfall patterns because of variability of the weather, greater variability, rather than human-made, man-made climate change?
It is one of the most difficult things is to attribute some of these systems or, let's say, events to man-made climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a research area that is like developing rapidly these days, to point at a certain flood event or a certain drought event and to say whether this is now part of climate change or not. But what is happening is we do have these natural modes of variability, like the El Nino and La Nina events that we've been seeing the last few years. We went straight from a La Nina, which is typically associated with above normal rainfall over the central and eastern parts of Southern Africa, right into a La Nina, El Nino, sorry, which is associated with below normal rainfall. Not everywhere and always, but in our case, we saw that this particular El Nino, and that's the weird thing, is no two El Ninos is ever exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular one we found that, especially over the central and eastern parts, the typical summer rainfall region, that we still received good rains in many parts, but the distribution of the rain throughout the rainfall season was such that a lot of the crops suffered because we had, and when we had the, should be the bang or the bulk of the rainfall in February, March, we had these hectic or severe heat waves. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you can remember that.
Yes.
And so in February, we had almost a whole month where in large areas of central South Africa, we didn't receive much rain at all. And so unfortunately, crops, if you think like maize, so they don't want to grow, or let's rather say they require their water throughout the growing season. It doesn't help if you give your plant that's standing in a pot in your house only water once a month. You need to water it once a week or once every second week. Mm-hmm. And so the same with the rain-fed agriculture, with the crops that's standing out there. It doesn't help if we have a good rainfall season in terms of a total at the end of the season. You want a good distribution throughout the season. And so even though in some areas people may think, but hey, I had a lot of rain, but the problem is in terms of agricultural production, there was a drought because it wasn't distributed adequately throughout the season. We had this midsummer drought or dry spell that was accompanied with these very high temperatures.
Mm. And so have we seen then, or do we know what that impact has been of these very high temperatures, this dry spell? And the report that we were reading this week said there was a concern that it would impact food security. Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, they've already declared a national state of disaster over the drought. But do we know what the impact has been for South Africa? Could it be that it impacts food security? Because that seems to be one of the potential implications of this severe drought.
Yes, look, the heat stress and the reduction in rainfall during critical growth stages will have an impact on the crop production. So with your total yield being reduced, and so yes, it can impact food security if the reserves are low. So it depends on how can I say what the planning is behind the scenes in terms of addressing any shortfalls and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, if it's a prolonged drought, then definitely food security is compromised.
Yeah. And interesting that our neighbors have declared a national disaster, but we didn't. Is it that perhaps the impact on us wasn't as bad with regards to the drought? Even though, you know, we did get some rainfall, it was a little bit better than what our neighbors did. Because someone looking at, you know, other neighboring countries declaring a state of disaster, but us not doing the same, but we're experiencing, we're experiencing the drought along with them.
Yeah, I cannot say that everybody came off scot-free from the poor rainfall conditions in the midsummer season and that heat waves. But some farmers, when it became evident that it's going to be a El Nino season, and planned accordingly. And it's perhaps not possible for all of them to do that. But so I know of certain farmers who changed from where they would usually plant maize or whatever the case is. They chose an alternative crop. That is perhaps a little bit more hardy and that can deal better with drier and warmer conditions later on in the season. And so they were still able to bring in a crop earlier and use that drier period to dry out the crop. So And we came out of, I cannot specifically talk about all the regions in Southern Africa because it's large, and rainfall typically, convective rainfall, like summer thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. We all know the distribution is not nice and gradual. So you will have spots where there was less rain and other areas where there's heavy rain. I mean, on one side of Joburg, you can have a thunderstorm, and the other side, it's dry. So that's the nature of convective rainfall. But so there will be spots where there was more rain and other spots where there was less rain. But in South Africa's case, we came out of a season where we did have the previous season a lot of rain at the end of it. And so the soil water in a lot of these agricultural regions was still adequate for planting and getting the crop into a decent state before we had that midsummer dry conditions. Mm.
So in that instance, is there cause for concern if we as the public are reading articles around the drought affecting Southern Africa, some of the impact of that drought? Is there cause for concern for us specifically in the South Africa region?
I think we all understand that even in the wet years, we sometimes see that there's problems with water and water supply and things like that. We are still at the end of the day in a semi-arid region. And so water and water supply problems is, I don't think, going to go away easily. So we need better planning and for the drier periods. That is bound to happen. We cannot, stay in South Africa and think we're never going to have drought. It's part of the climate, part of the natural cycle, that there will be wet and dry periods. The only thing that climate change is bringing to the fore now is a bit of an increase in the variability. And when it comes to things like these heat waves and so on, it will make it a little bit worse because now we have a warmer state in the climate as well.
Professor, thank you very much for making time for us this morning. We appreciate you joining us on the show.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Thank you very much. That is Professor Stefan Steyn, a lecturer in agrometeorology at the University of the Free State, joining us for our sustainability conversation.